On our morning show, we talk about the AD German Warehouse, the many events going on there this summer. And we're here to talk with Barb Marshall and Jane Kintz, who are back with us again this month to talk about what's been happening. Jane, how have the recent shows gone for you?
Well, they've gone quite well. We just finished. We had Kevin Ewing. He's a quite well-known wood carver. He lives in Rochester. But he has ties to Richland Center. If you know David Ewing, who works, he's an artist too, his brother. He works at the thrift shop and does many different jobs. But so Kevin is David's brother, and we had him for our workshop yesterday. And there were 8 students in the class, and I took it, and it was really, really fun. We did carving, a relief carving on basswood. And, I'm sorry, not basswood, balsa. He talked about all the different woods he used and how the different tools work, you know, the whole thing. So we're pretty interested in that, and so he is coming back again, hopefully this fall, so that he could work with new students, and then if I take it again, or some of the people that took it on Sunday, he's going to move us ahead a little bit.
Okay. So what did you make? Can you report back to us?
Well, he had some patterns there, but because I taught art, I'm not into patterns, so I did a drawing on the wood.
Okay.
And it's a doodle that I kept doing, you know, during meetings, so I wouldn't get in trouble, if you know what I mean.
And what did you grade yourself then?
Well, of course, an A.
An A, okay.
Yeah, of course. And actually, I stole that doodle from Ken Beatty, my favorite art teacher, because I'd sit by him in services, and he did that type of doodle every time, and I don't know, it's just kind of nostalgic.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. So it's a, you know, little salute to Ken, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So do you have some more workshops such as that coming up here during the summer?
We do. Would you like to hear about that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. In July, we have our artist opening reception for the new featured artists. And it's a mother and her son and her daughter. And Georgia Momarts is the mom, and she does really big, really interesting color pencil drawings. So she's going to be bringing those. And her son, Rick Momarts, and her daughter, Shelley Rowe, collaborate on jewelry. And Rick makes really, really cool jewelry. I'm afraid I might need to take out a loan or something because these are all for sale. And he experiments with metals and stones and wood and all kinds of things, and they're very, very creative. They're two-sided pendants. And then his sister has worked in the jewelry business for like 25 years, and Shelley, and she does the necklace part that goes with whatever he designs. So the family will be there. Their father, people might know, was Ron Momarts. He was a builder, built many houses in the area, and he worked on my house too, and I love it. So anyway, at 4:30 on July 10th, we're having that artist reception, 4:30. The three Momarts will talk about their work, and then we're having live music that night, and we'll have some food from a local restaurant. We're not sure which one yet. So I hope people can come out for that because it's really a fun night, and we'll have, of course, a little champagne. and there will be non-alcoholic champagne and regular. And it's a nice event. And then on July 12th, we have Kirsten Michelotti, who will be doing a workshop called Intro to Mahjong. And I hope I pronounced it right, because I always pronounce it wrong, I think. And it's this game that I'd never heard of course, you know, I'm not in the know too much, but it's pretty popular. People do it on their phones, but this is the game where you're going to be there. There will be 12 people. We're sold out for this event, and it's intro to it, and so she will teach the participants how to play and provide a card that I guess they change every year so that the game stays current. And that is from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 12th of July. And we encourage people, you know, to come and just see what they're doing, because I believe she'll do another workshop. And that's a tour day to a Sunday.
Sounds like a busy weekend that weekend for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And Barb, of course, tours go on every Sunday, don't they?
Almost every Sunday. Actually, this weekend, hard to believe it's going to be July already this week, but since it's the fourth holiday, we are going to close this weekend. We won't be open on Friday, and then we decided to not have tours just to give everybody a free weekend, and there's too many other things going on. So we'll not have tours this weekend, but other weekends, yes, 11, 12, 1, and 2 on Sundays, you can come in for a tour. So we had a nice group this yesterday come in for tours, and so that's this weekend. And as Jane mentioned, on the 10th, we've got the art opening, and then on the 17th, we have the Guthries, which are a local, you know, Southwest Wisconsin group. They play around a lot of different places, so this is their debut at the warehouse. So that'll be fun. They're really good. I've heard them a couple times. And on the 24th, I'm not sure what we have for music. It's a mystery right now. And Jay Huffman on the 31st. And on the 31st, we have Capel's food truck coming in. Again, they were here earlier this year and were very popular. Again, going back to talk about tours, we do offer private tours. You can either email or leave us a phone message and give us some time. We can find a docent for a private tour. If you can't make it on a Sunday, we can usually work something out.
How much do tours cost, Bob?
On Sundays, for our regular open days, are $20 per person. For private tours, other times, it's $40 per person. So.
And a group, if you get a group together, how many would you like to see? You know, like if you make a special reservation, you'd like to see it on another day.
It can be one person. It can be,
it'll be 50.
20, 50. Yeah, we've had big groups come in, you know, other than a regular tour Sunday. So we can, you know, as long as we give us enough lead time, we can find one or two docents to come and give tours. So
is heat a factor in the summertime? Does it get a little muggy or not?
It's not bad. You know, the building's closed up most of the week, so it stays relatively cool in there compared to outside. It's surprising. You know, as you go up in the floors, it gets warmer, but it's overall pretty comfortable in there. So
we can plan pretty much every Friday night, right, for
yes.
some sort of entertainment.
Right, right.
And good.
Yep.
And what about rentals, if somebody has an idea for something they like to do there?
Right. The main floor is available to rent. We have a wedding coming up in July there, so that will be fun. And we've had graduation parties and bridal showers and things. So, again, contact us through our email or phone message, and we can get back. Jess would be the one that would work with you on setting up an event. So, and we also have the little veranda that's off the second floor, between the second and third floor, that could be rented out for a small group event. We've had book clubs and what else have we had up there?
Birthday parties.
Birthday parties, yeah. So that's a little smaller space. maybe 10 people or so up there.
And even the Midway, we could rent that. We have a grill that could be used, I think, too. And that is between the two buildings, between the 1912 and 1921. And it's a really nice place to sit outside and listen to the music, too, on Fridays.
There's usually a breeze going through there.
So very comfortable, I bet.
It is. It's very nice.
Either you're aware about the wedding coming up, is there significance to being the tie-in with Frank Lloyd Wright, or were they just looking for a wedding venue?
They were just looking for a wedding venue. It's actually Jess, our event planner, is getting married there. So, she looked at the space and loved it, and here we go.
Maybe that'll start a trend.
Well, we hope so,
I wanted to ask you about you had some stories about Frank Lloyd Wright back on his birthday, and how did that event go overall, Elise? Were there some interesting stories you hadn't heard from before, Barb?
It went really well. We had a good number of people come in, and there were some, it's surprising how many people around town, still around town, that had first-hand contact with Wright back in the 50s. So we did have some good stories come up, and it was Ben Kelsch was there and recorded it all, so anybody can go on. It's posted on our Facebook page, and then Ben's his YouTube page, so you can go back and listen to all those great stories. So
anything surprise you, Jane, about the stories? Or
There were there's always something you don't know, and it was really interesting, the number of people that came out to tell their stories, and some were really funny and some were kind of sad a little bit, and it's nice to have that history.
And Frank Lloyd Wright showed up for pictures, too.
He did. Yes.
You guys have a lot of
pull. He's still hanging around, so,
I'm sure he is.
He's hanging around our building. You can have your photo taken with him.
What about August? Looking ahead, making plans? Have you got anything down in writing so far for that month, Jane?
So far, yes, I do. These are the three art workshops that'll be held on our third floor that we call the drafting room. It's 4,000 square feet, totally furnished with some really nice furniture donations. And by the way, if anybody has a 36-inch or 48-inch paper cutter that they really don't want, we would be happy to get it.
I thought you were going to say TV. I wasn't thinking.
Well, no, we need a bigger TV. No, I'm kidding. So, in August so far, we have an artist, Natalie Gordon, and her business is called Top Dot. So on the 16th from 1 to 5, she's going to do a workshop where you're going to paint lots of dots. She makes mandalas. I'm not sure if I pronounce. I always want to say Mandela. Anyway, they're beautiful. And she's talking about doing maybe one workshop in the morning, and the one in the afternoon for sure is going to be making a small, she makes the form, and it's kind of flattish, and it's for incense, an incense burner, like the tall, skinny 70s incense. And then on the 22nd and 23rd of August, Rick Ross will be coming. He is a cold wax artist, quite well known, and I've taken two of his workshops, and they're just fabulous, and it's a lot of fun. I never learned how to do cold wax. It wasn't, in my college classes or anything, but it's great. So that's a two-day workshop. And then on the 30th, we have Joan Bailey coming, and local, and she is doing eco printing on silk. And so you will use leaves and grasses and flowers and things to make two silk scarves that you can take home, and with dyes and things. And her work is just gorgeous. It's at the Red Door Gallery if you wanted to see. And I'm in the works talking to other artists, but they haven't signed up just yet. So hopefully we'll have some other workshops in July and also the beginning of August. And then if I could get my act together, I would do an acrylic painting on canvas, small workshop. But people can check our Facebook page, the AD German Warehouse Facebook page, and you'll see the updates and flyers about each of these.
I'm guessing sometimes people might be intimidated, Jane, thinking I don't have any art background or, you know, or whatever, but I think it's for all abilities, isn't it?
Oh, it any of these are. And, you know, the whole thing is to just come and enjoy yourself and relax. It's very relaxing to do art. And, you know, when I taught, it doesn't matter if you have, you know, in quotes, talent. These are skills that you'll be learning. And so people don't really realize that it's skills. And then you turn it into your interpretation. You know, it's not like, okay, now we're going to put a red dot and then we're going to do yellow petals and we're all going to do, you know, it's not that at all. It's art. And you'd be surprised what you can do.
And sometimes, in the case of the Joan Bailey situation, you can wear something home then, right?
Yeah.
Increase your wardrobe a little bit.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Anything else that either of you would like to add about this during your visit this time? Always good to get caught up on what's going on.
Yeah, I think we covered everything, so...
Yeah,
we're
pretty
busy
month.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, keep us posted again, Barb. You're closed this weekend.
Closed this weekend, yes. Everybody gets a weekend off, so that's a good for us.
Good.
To recharge and be back at it on the 10th.
All kinds of enthusiasm.
Yep.
One more thing, Jane.
Oh yeah, you know I've thought of something. Our last featured artist was Susan Davison, and her work is still up. And she did cold wax. And learn from Rick Ross, who I mentioned is doing the workshop in August. Also, she has some beautiful encaustic work there. It's for sale. And actually, the last day was that we're open to purchase was on Sunday, last Sunday. But if anybody is interested, if they've seen something they like and they just didn't get it yet, or maybe they'd like to come to see her art, they could contact me through our email address at the warehouse. And I'm free. I could come and meet them and they can look around. Yep. So we're really happy that she was one of our featured artists. And then there'll be the switch to the Momarts family.
Wonderful. Well, enjoy your weekend, ladies.
Well, thank you, Phil. You too.
We'll see you later this summer.
All right. Thanks.
Barb Marshall and Jane Kent joining us, talking about the upcoming events at the AD German Warehouse. Again, check out their socials for more information and the upcoming schedule of events.